Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. A day after saying the Massachusetts economy is hitting on all cylinders, Governor Charlie Baker presented his budget proposal. Joining us now from the State House is WBUR's Steve Brown. Walk us through some of the highlights of the budget the governor presented today.
Well, Lisa, budget day is sort of like drinking from a fire hose. There's all sorts of facts and figures coming at you at a crazy pace. Now, as the days go on, more people have a chance to drill down on all the particulars. But let's just look at the top lines here. This budget is proposing $40.905 billion worth of spending. That's a little more than $1 billion above the current fiscal year. That's about 2.6% growth. It relies on $95 million in one-time revenues. Now, the Baker people are very happy about that because when they took over 3 years ago, the reliance on those one-time monies was much, much higher, and the structural deficit was around $1 billion. Spending on mass health, that's the state's largest budget item that pays for services, health services for poor people, is held to a 0.5% increase in net spending.
Well, we heard from the governor's address last night some of his priorities, but what's actually in the documentation? What's in the budget?
Well, a couple of the things look very familiar from last year's budget proposal. The administration wants to shift 140,000 non-disabled adults from MassHealth to the connector. The legislature rejected that last year, but the administration thinks that they'll have better luck this year. The state would need federal approval for that move since the feds pick up about half of the Medicaid costs. The administration's also calling for short-term room rentals through apps like Airbnb to be subject to room taxes, just like hotels and motels. That was proposed last year by the governor as well, but it was not enacted. The industry and key legislators say they're in favor of that tax, but no one up here has quite been able to figure out exactly the best way to do it. The governor says that he is once again increasing K through 12 education funding by $118 million. Now, the chair of the Senate Education Committee, Senator Sonia Chang-Diaz, has been critical of that, saying that when you take into account inflation, the amount of spending on education over the last two decades has actually gone down. But the governor takes issue with that.
I can't speak to what happened to education funding between 2002 and 2015, but I can tell you that since 2015, we have exceeded the inflation rate in our filing each year, and worked with the legislature to end up with a number at the end of the process that also exceeded the inflation rate.
Steve, what's been the overall reaction to the governor's budget?
Well, Eileen McEnany of the Mass Taxpayers Foundation was genuinely pleased. She says the administration has made great strides in closing the structural deficit. Noah Berger of the Massachusetts Budget and Policy Center says while there are some bright spots in the budget, including increasing the earned income tax credit and putting more money toward addressing the opioid epidemic, there are also some concerns.
Education is among the most important of those. It's essentially an inflation level increase in education funding, which really doesn't do anything to significantly improve the quality of education in K through 12 schools.
Okay, so what happens next to the budget?
Well, the budget folks in the House and the Senate will dive into this proposal. The House and Senate Ways and Means Committees will then hold some hearings, and then the House will debate the budget in April. Senate takes their crack at the budget in May, and a final compromise version should be reached in June, just before the July 1st deadline. Of course, as the fiscal year goes on, a lot of the projections that they have to rely on become hard figures. So if, for example, revenues should go above benchmarks, there might be a move to increase spending in some areas. But for that, we'll just have to wait and see.
Okay. WBUR State House reporter Steve Brown, thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.